USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's invasion of Ukraine continues, the British Defense Ministry is laying out how things are going for the Russians. According to them, Russian progress has stalled largely on all fronts. Russian forces have made minimal progress on land, sea, or air in recent days, and they continue to suffer heavy losses in personnel. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul putting the loss of Russian soldiers in perspective on Fox News.
7,000 Russian soldiers have been killed in the last 20 days. That's the losses we sustained in Iraq and Afghanistan over 20 years.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is continuing her efforts to get more COVID relief aid approved. The California Democrat arguing the fight against COVID is not over and nothing to mess with. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The United Nations is continuing to speak out as refugees continue to leave Ukraine.
Russia's war has created a humanitarian crisis. The United Nations is reporting on Thursday that more than 3.1 million refugees have fled Ukraine since Russia launched its unprovoked invasion. The UN Refugee Agency has labeled the exodus the fastest growing refugee crisis in Europe since Hitler started World War II. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Mortgage rates are hitting a level not seen in nearly 3 years. Freddie Mac says that figure has surpassed 4%. The mortgage loan company saying it's the first time that happened since May of 2019. Its chief economist warning the Fed Reserve's actions to have interest rates raised now and in the future means mortgage rates will likely follow the same trajectory. At the closing bell, the Dow jumping 417 points to close at 34,480. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A high-profile confirmation hearing set to begin next week on Capitol Hill.
At her Senate confirmation hearing next week, Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson will immediately face calls to recuse herself from one of her first major cases she would hear as a justice, a challenge to Harvard University's use of race as a factor in undergraduate admissions. Jackson, an alumna of Harvard College and Harvard Law School, currently sits on the university's board of overseers that provides counsel to the university's leadership on priorities, plans, and strategic initiatives.
John Hunt reporting from the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau. Two people are dead and two others wounded on a Broward County transit bus, which is now parked outside Fort Lauderdale Police Headquarters. Acting Police Chief Louis Alvarez says that's due to the quick-thinking bus driver.
The bus driver, in this particular case, her quick actions, I am sure, saved lives.
Three other people were injured in a subsequent car crash. A massive police presence does have streets in the area shut down. The suspect is in custody. More than 100 students at Yale Law School attempted to shut down a bipartisan panel on civil liberties hosted by the Yale Federalist Society last week. The featured speakers were Christian Wagner of the Conservative Alliance Defending Freedom and a progressive speaker who together plan to demonstrate that political opponents can find common ground. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.